And today, Rhode Island's Commissioner of Public Safety said it might have been a broken clamp that sent Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey performers right to the ground yesterday in Providence, Rhode Island. You've probably seen the video. The female acrobats are hanging by their hair in the air in a stunt called the Human Chandelier. They're attached to an umbrella-like device, which suddenly just fell from the ceiling. Just terrible. The eight acrobats who fell were injured. Performers on the ground were injured as well. Elizabeth Harrison of Rhode Island Public Radio is in Providence. And Elizabeth, what more do we know about these performers who were injured?
Well, as of this morning, two performers are still in critical condition at the hospital. Three are listed in serious condition and three others in good condition. It appears their injuries are mainly fractures and skull and back injuries. It doesn't appear that anyone in the audience was injured as a result of this, as you could hear in that audio from the video. You can hear some gasps in the crowd. You can also hear people asking, was that supposed to happen? So people stayed pretty calm. It seems like they weren't really sure what was going on. The lights went out right away on the performers as people rushed to try to help them.
Well, Elizabeth, nobody in the audience injured, but it had to be traumatic for them to see this.
I'm sure it was extremely frightening, and you had a lot of children in that audience. You know, this was a Sunday matinee performance of the circus, but I think a lot of people really were wondering what did happen, and we're still wondering to some extent. I mean, Providence officials are saying they believe it was a clamp failure, but they're still investigating, and that investigation includes the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, federal OSHA officials who have jurisdiction over workplace accidents.
Well, and what will they be looking at? What sort of inspection requirements are there that might have been missed?
I don't know about the inspection requirements. I do know they've told the Providence Journal they expect the investigation could take several weeks. And we're also told that the circus workers themselves put together this rig. And in fact, the circus's website, which is down right now, but earlier it said that this act has been running for some time. It was created by a husband and wife team. And the wife is actually one of the performers who was injured. She's listed right now in serious condition. Mm-hmm. And according at least to this website, her husband actually welded part of the apparatus that the acrobats were hanging from. And so I guess we'll know more as this investigation continues about what really caused the accident and whether there's any negligence in terms of the circus doing what it needs to do to keep its performers safe.
Well, meanwhile, they've canceled tonight's performance, and now more Americans know about Harrielists, which is what these acrobats are called. They hang from hoops, they roll down wrapped silks, they use their own hair, which is really thick, and we've heard performers all day describing it as a, you know, strong as a rope when it's tied like this to apparatus. But is there any sense that maybe these Harrielists, many are injured right now, but that there will be rethinking about the act?
That's really unclear. As far as we know, they're still planning performances coming up this week in Connecticut, although, of course, that could change. So it's not clear to me whether they have backup performers who can take over. And again, you know, the equipment appears to be the reason that this act failed. So whether or not they can continue performing it is a real question.
Elizabeth Harrison of Rhode Island Public Radio there in Providence. I'm talking about that circus accident yesterday. Elizabeth, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is so easy to forget how dangerous it can be in the circus.